Good morning, this is Akashwani Kohima, the morning news read by Nininam Hangsing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a five-nation tour from today with the United Arab Emirates as the first stop, followed by the Netherlands, Sweden, Norway and Italy. In Abu Dhabi, he will hold talks with UAE President Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan on strengthening bilateral cooperation and key regional and international developments. The discussions in the UAE are expected to focus on the India-UAE Comprehensive Strategic Partnership with priority areas including energy security, trade, investment, cooperation, technology, culture, and people-to-people ties. Energy security is expected to remain a central theme of the engagement. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that under India's chairmanship this year, BRICS will work together to strengthen multilateralism, promote sustainable development, enhance economic resilience and build a more inclusive world order. Interacting with foreign ministers and heads of delegation of BRICS countries who called on Mr. Modi in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi said, BRICS has emerged as an important platform for advancing cooperation among emerging economies and giving voice to the aspirations of the Global South. Earlier in his opening remarks at the BRICS Foreign Ministers meeting, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that peace and security remain central to the global order.
Discussions must advance sustainable development while upholding principles of equity and common but differentiated responsibilities. Technological advancements are reshaping the global landscape. It can be leveraged for good governance and inclusive growth. Peace and security remain central to the global order. Recent conflicts only underline the importance of dialogue and diplomacy. There is also a deeply shared interest in strengthening cooperation against terrorism.
Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo called on Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah along with Deputy Chief Ministers D.R. Zeliang and Y. Patton in New Delhi. Mr. Ryo expressed gratitude to the Union Home Minister for his continued support to Nagaland, particularly in furthering peace, stability and development in the state. In a significant step towards strengthening Nagaland's horticulture ecosystem and enhancing farmer livelihoods, the Department of Horticulture, Government of Nagaland entered into a tripartite Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with Natural Fuel India, Chumukedima and Satwaro Farming Group, Gujarat, for the development of a sustainable and inclusive horticulture value chain in the state through a public-private partnership model. The MOU was signed yesterday at the Office Chamber of the Commissioner and Secretary, Horticulture Department in Kohima. The collaboration aims to establish a long-term framework of cooperation between the government and private sector stakeholders to promote contract farming, cluster-based cultivation, post-harvest management, processing and value addition of horticultural produce in Nagaland. Under the agreement, the partners will work towards the development of pineapple cultivation clusters and strengthening other high-value horticultural crops such as kiwi, lychee, rambutan and spices. The project also envisages the establishment of solar dehydration units, cold chain facilities and efficient market linkages for both domestic and export markets. A no-confidence motion has been formally moved against incumbent Dimapur Municipal Council Chairperson Huketo Yeptomi. The motion, duly endorsed by 12 members, including Deputy Chairperson out of 23 elected members of the municipality, was jointly moved by two DMC members. Deputy Commissioner Dimapur Tino Jongshi Chang, in an official notification issued yesterday, stated that a written notice expressing the intention to move the motion was received on May 11, in line with Section 15 of the Nagaland Municipal Act 2023. In response, Deputy Commissioner Dimapur has convened a special meeting on May 22 at DMC office of the elected members of the Dimapur Municipal Council, excluding the ex-officio members and the nominated members, to deliberate and decide on the motion of no confidence. The development comes after June 2024 municipal elections, the state's first in over 20 years following delays and legal disputes. And the fourth edition of EduConnect, Connecting Education to Opportunities, organized by Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland, will begin today at Integrated Business Hub and Innovation Center, Dimapur. The initiative aims to empower the youth of Nagaland and the Northeast through meaningful engagement with leading educational institutions from across India. Entry to the event is free. College students, recently passed Class 12 students and final semester students can walk in and register on the spot from 9 a.m. onwards. The event will conclude tomorrow. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.